This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And many people might have forgotten what the duty and responsibility of the CDC is, but let me tell you a few roles. Formulating and disseminating policies and developing and disseminating community mobilization strategy and assist local governments to implement. Developing and disseminating guidelines and regulations and setting standards on community development work and functional literacy. Well, some of the few roles that the CDC is supposed to carry out in various communities. Well, is that still the case? These days, people say it's all become political, with people fighting to get control of CDCs in various communities. And even when that control is gotten, what is it used for? Well, some people say most of the times they have just become tools for politicians to mobilize support at the grassroots level as against doing what they were intended to do in the first place. If you remember, accusations had even come up recently when some political parties had gone to several communities and local governments to campaign, where people say members of CDC or behind why some people couldn't use venues or setting attacks on some political party campaigns, stopping people from campaigning in certain local governments, etc., etc. The list will go on and on. It brings us to question whether or not the CDC still is what it should be and what could be wrong. As CDCs in various communities in Rivers State performing their duties they were set up for, or are they now just tools to enforce political ambitions? That is the question. On Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, and on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. This morning, you're welcome. As the elections draw near, less than 2 weeks, many understand how important the CDC is these days if we're to have a peaceful election across our communities. Because some would say the CDC, and you might agree with this, are the closest of the closest to community members, and they play an important role in implementing certain policies, whether from the local government or from the state government, and as such should really be vital if we had to have an election that would be free, fair, credible, and most importantly peaceful. But as it stands today, is that the situation? Well, let us know what you think. Are CDCs in various communities across the state still performing their duties that they were set up for, or are they now just tools to enforce political ambitions? That is what we want to find out from you. Again, at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. My guest this morning is Prince Ohahuru Amadi. He's a surveillance chief to the CDC chairman of Rumaholu community. Well, he'll be joining me in the studio today to have a conversation around this and many other issues that concern CDCs. A few comments already coming in on Facebook. We'll be going to some of those comments in a matter of moments. But just to remind you that you can watch us live on Facebook. Yes, we are live, so you can join the conversation there and be a part of the discussion this morning. What do you think about the role of CDCs so far in the communities? Okay, so Enehe Shwaibu on Facebook says the aim and objectives of setting up CDCs is good, but now already in the hand of politicians who are desperate to win. God Will Promise says the CDC in my community is trying and working hard towards a peaceful election in Rivers State. Okay, the fact that we have reports of in quote, politically motivated attacks. If you remember, the number of people that were said to attack the House of, for instance, Senator Lee Meba. If you also remember the issues with the APC in Falga. If you also remember the issue of Echie, where the Accord Party campaign train was attacked, or Pobo for the APC, it could go on and on. You would ask questions like, Well, were the members of the CDC in those communities not in the know, or how are they sensitizing their people, or what is being done? Some say perhaps they are only implementing the executive orders 21 and 22, and that is what could be contributing to what we're seeing in those communities. Whether this is the case or not, well, we would have to find out over time. But if we're having this sort of attacks on campaign trains in various communities, and you ask the local government chairman, don't also forget that the chairman of the Community Development Committee is very important if we're to see an end to all of these issues in our various communities across the country. So if that is not the case, then what is the CDC about, and what is the situation with the CDC now, becomes a major question as we prepare for the election. 0700923 0923 is the number to call. 0700923 0923. That is the number to call. Again, 0700923 0923. Well, hopefully my guest gets here in time. I just got news that is having slight issues with traffic, but should be here any moment from now. I'm talking about Prince Amadi, the surveillance chief to the CDC chairman of Romaholu, who's supposed to join me on the show this morning. Well, but let's hear from you and what you think. CDCs in various communities in Rivers State, are they performing their duties that they were set up for, or are they now just tools being used to enforce political ambitions? Where do you stand and what do you think about this? 0700923 0923 is the number to call. Nigeria Info, good morning. All right, well, let's post those calls. The phone number, the WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. Also, the community development emphasizes empowerment. It emphasizes equality, social justice, participation, and representation. Professionally, community development organization is one of the three methods of social work practice. Well, it is supposed to be a way to ensure adequate development for the communities, finding out what exactly is needed, reporting these things, and seeing that they are being implemented. But so far, so good is that the situation. If the CDCs are very effective, what the result would be is less crime, less disparity between citizens. We might have better jobs available, a more talented workforce. The list goes on and on. But is that the situation becomes the question. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Good morning, my brother.
You're welcome.
Yeah, my name is Chief Comrade Ayembri.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, for me, the way I look at the CDC, right now, the CDC is playing the role of their paymaster. Because right now, the CDC, their own is to enforce the other 21 and 22 illegally. Yeah, why am I saying that? If you look what is happening at the various rallies, it's not people of 50 years, 60 years that is perpetrating those acts. It's the CDC, the youth, they are the people that are perpetrating it. And are they the people to enforce the other 21 and other 22. The people that were arrested at Bori, if you have seen that video, you will agree with me that the CDC, their role now is to carry arms and begin to fight other political parties for their paymaster. And that is not the reason why they become CDC. Their CDC is to ensure that the youth is being carried along in a developmental stride, and also ensure that there is no any social vices, criminality at our various localities. If there is any, it's to report back to the Nigerian Police Force and other relevant agencies. But today, they are straight arm to fight for their paymaster. And that will bring anarchy, problem, intimidation, fight amongst the community youth. Because you might support party A, I might support party B. If you are trying to use your influence on me, I will also mobilize and fight back. And there will be crisis anarchy. Which way the youth are going? Which way the CDC should be able to go? They should be able to stand upright and work in synergy with the youth and security agency.
Okay.
So that River State and various community will be a good place for us.
All right, thank you very much.
And God bless you.
Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info. Sadly, we lost that call. If you remember the issue in Falga and the report that the police put out, it was the police had said, well, the whole issue that happened during that campaign was some sort of disagreement within the CDC of that community in Falga. And then when we even had to speak with the CDC chairman, we also heard his own position and some of the things he said. And it looks like that might not be the only community where this sort of issue is coming up, where we're beginning to have interest and divides amongst members of CDCs along party lines, especially as we build up to the elections, which is now causing, in some cases, more than one leadership for CDCs in some communities. In other cases, a fight over who should be in control or in charge. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning. Good morning. Hello. All right. I think we're having really serious issues with our phone lines this morning. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Yes, my name is Tigito from Model Zero.
Okay, go on.
CDC, what is their vision? Their vision there is to stay there and intimidate other people in the village. Take another man's right. When the money comes to the village, they use it and buy big fish and make a mess by it. They don't have any vision. The CDC, are they fighting for the common man? If, for example, there's a company around the community that needs employment, they will manipulate the leaders and employ their siblings. What are they doing for the people? Is to take the treasury of the community, tell the life of the community, and hold them so that they are citizens members of the chairman. Now you talk of the political violence in River State. The former DG of Nemasa, that comes to the side, was shot in Okoko. Is Blefuska. I can send you the picture. Want me to send you the picture? His Blefuska was shot like several times. The passenger side and the driver side. And nothing. Nobody say anything. Suppose that they are going to cause problem. Is that what we are talking of? A member of that village, that community. Somebody that his name is a global name, and everybody just keeps silent. Even if that's happening, the CDC people, like the elder statement called, the IMG call, they are just doing for the paymasters. Because everybody is just doing something to please somebody. But some of them pass through the back door to be a CDC member. If not before, CDC members, they will stick and stand for the interests of the common man in the village. That's not nothing. They will form association to intimidate other people in the village that is not supporting them. To make sure that anything that comes to the village, they will siphon it and put it in their pocket, build upstairs, calibrating to remain in the village. They are not for the masses. Why CDC members will go outside because of a political party don't come and do rally, according to the police? Is that the intent of the community, my brother?
Well, thank you very much.
This will bring development to the community. That's the interest of the community. What belongs to the community? Bring to the community.
All right.
Also go and fight and disgrace the community.
Thank you very much. There's a lot of questions from some of the things that you've said. Nigeria Info. Oh, goodness me. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Uh-huh, you're welcome.
Yeah, my name is Susie. I'm calling from the Rema community.
Okay, talk to me.
From the inception of your premise, I understand that it's not actually the political violence, so to say, as perpetrated in some of the local government that is the context of your conversation this morning. But you asked a question. These CDCs are living up to the expectation to which they were set up for.
Mm.
And I will tell you that at the time, the aims and objectives of the CDC,
yes,
goes with the path of Ministry of Orientation. Because the CDCs are unique as far as the communities and local governments and families are unique. But if you look at it before this time, you discover that the CDCs are members of the society, communities, and also belong to political parties as far as they have interest. It's all about whether a CDC person is supporting a political party. So my own understanding, as I grew up from my community, Irima.
All right, let's take a commercial now. When we return, we continue with the conversation.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Get online at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and Twitter and be a part of the conversation. My name is Ifeimi Andrew, and unfortunately at the moment my guest is still not here with us. The surveillance chief to the CDC chairman in Roma, Holo Prince Amadi, is supposed to join us on the show this morning. Well, the election's less than 2 weeks. Well, many have said the CDC has a role to play, a very integral role if we're to have a peaceful election in River State, because lately fingers have been pointing towards the direction of the CDC. Say, well, they've been divided mostly across party lines, and this has led to not really ensuring that campaigns in communities are peaceful. There's been power tussles. You already know of a few of them that concerns, especially the in Falga, where the APC had its campaign, and the situation that came out there, amongst many others that have also made the headlines. Whether the CDCs across different communities in the state are still performing the duties they were set up for is a question. Something they are now just tools to fulfill the ambitions of different politicians, and no more, no less. They haven't done anything beyond that. Well, we are asking to know what your position is. You live in these communities, for some of us, and what's your view about it? How important are they if we're to have a peaceful election? How important are they if we are to see communities experience dividends of democracy? For some of the messages and the calls we had before the commercial, a lot of people talking about how CDCs are not doing what they ought to do, which brings us to wonder, if they're not doing what they ought to do, what is the community saying about it? What are the traditional leaders in those communities saying about their actions or inactions? Even here in our host communities, we've had CDC leadership tussles. We've had in Roma Holu the reports of CDC tussles, and some of the reports are even saying this leadership issues are focused more on the coming elections. And you begin to ask, okay, what is the aim, and why is it important that they have this sort of issues building up to the elections? Are they doing what they ought to do, or are they just now political tools? Let us know at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. Well, let's get on to the phone lines again. Nigeria Info, good morning. All right, we lost that call. Hello, Nigeria Info, good morning.
Andrew.
Yes.
I was talking when you went on that particular break.
All right, go ahead.
Calling from my community.
Okay.
There is no how the echoes of a CDC in a community can belong to one political party. It is possible that the chairman might belong to another political party, while some of the echoes belong to different political party, and decisions are being taken to that extent. I have experience about CDC in my own community, Irima, where I came from. And what usually happens is the CDC was supposed to be taking interfacing between the government, even oil companies and other companies within the community or the clan. That is what usually happens. But to this extent, we are bringing politics into it. There is no doubt that CDC members will be members of political parties. But I don't also want to subscribe to the fact that a CDC in a community will aid a political party to disrupt a campaign.
But if you are agreeing to the fact that members of CDCs belong to different political parties, then is it not possible that because they belong to certain political parties, they might also want to protect the interest of their parties, despite the fact that they are members of the executives of a CDC?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you now, that the possibilities of each member of the executives as it is being drafted, could be able to protect their own political party because they have political interests. But that CDC in a community will begin to subscribe to the fact that they will pay the political party to obstruct. Because let me also tell you, the phenomenon in the community does not even start from the CDC. At a time in the community, you have youth who belong to different core groups who also have different political interests. So these things are supposed to be ironed out before time, not because of political time and all of that. Yes, even the core groups, you can mention them, belongs to different political parties, and they have interest to any affiliation to different political actors in the community and even in state or local government. So, and CDC is also part of this. The structures in the community, from the chiefs, the council of chiefs, CDCs and the youth, and even the Amala, are also part of political parties. No, but to this extent, I don't want to subscribe, like I said.
So is that why perhaps
political rally will be obstructed in a community? I don't subscribe to that effect. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. But then it brings us to question, if you're saying what you're saying and there's a lot of political interest in this, could that be what influences or affects the issues we hear with regards to leadership of CDCs in different communities? What could be the interest if certain individuals are elected and others are supposed to run a particular term, and then you see situations where issues then come up and then you have parallel leadership or government and people interested in this person being and that person not being? Aren't this all because of interests? And what interests are those? Remains the question. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Good morning, man. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Keith calling from Yenagoa.
All right, go ahead.
Yes, I believe I'm in the best position, one of those persons that has been a CDC chairman of an oil producing community, so I know the workings of the CDC. So the question you're asking, as far as I'm concerned, it is not that people are trying to play politics when the CDC member nothing has been there from the days of Obangida, and that was when CDC was formed. So as far as I'm concerned, this is not stop. It is not about man. That word now this is a command. No, it has been there from the one, from the get go. But it is all about self control. When I was a CDC chairman from that oil producing community, I'm not talking about community that does not have a cover. We are talking about oil producing community. Where all the groups, just like Susie from the realm of telling you, all the groups, when we talk about one month, that was when I sat and I ruled, and I know what I see. Even the paramount leaders of different communities are part of political parties, and that is their right. Nobody can take it away from anybody belonging to a political party. You were part of that political party before you even became a CDC chairman. And our own, it is 2 years, some communities 1 year, some communities 3 years. The constitution is what we keep in our own place. After 2 years, whether you like it or not, you must get a fine from those different companies. And the way it is structured in our own place, there is no way, whether it is political leader, except the government of the day, the government through the local government chief MC title, which is that person that is in charge, the commissioner, can dissolve if there is crisis in your community. They can even remove the paramount ruler. You cannot do it alive. Nobody is stronger than the government of the day.
All right.
My friend, Diana, recently, the government told some communities that are bringing up issues and troubling communities. He told them that the paramount ruler, to the CDC chairman, the president, is sacked everybody and brought in a caretaker and committee to just take care of the day-to-day activities in support of those persons. Well, so these things are there. The next person should use the word, it is now that it comes. It has been there and it will be there for self-control, because the day-to-day running of that community is under the leadership of CBC, who take care of those five companies. Then the running of between the community and government of the state.
All right, Gift. Thank you very much. We get your points, Gift. Thank you very much. But then it brings us to the question we're asking, whether CDCs in various communities are performing the duties that they were set up for or are now becoming tools to enforce political ambitions. That's the question it still brings us to. So it's not a matter of whether it's been here now or it's starting now or it's been there before, but it is whether it is the right thing is being done. And if it's not being done, whether it's before or now, should it continue or should we begin to see a change? And how that would even influence the elections is very important, because in the past, we've also had these complaints. And these sort of conversations have been held as to how the activities of CDCs in communities influence or affect the outcomes of the outcome or peaceful disposition of elections. Is it not important to begin to ask the functions and roles and whether these CDCs are still complying with those, and in places where they are not, where issues are being, there are issues, who is and who is benefiting and what interest is being pushed or protected? Nigeria Info, hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Yes, Obed Chima. I'm calling from Ada George, Port Harcourt.
Okay.
Yes, Andrew. You see, under normal circumstances, how it ought to be, CDC are not meant to be partisan politicians, I must tell you. It can never. Look, if you want to be partisan, if you want to join partisan politics, you are not meant to be in the CDC. You understand? You are not meant to be. It doesn't matter how your interest is. Just leave the office of the CDC. You are not meant to be. Every member of CDC are not meant to be partisan politics, because you represent the interest of the generality of the people of such community. You understand? Because within your subject, you have people who you have political divide. So you are meant to be you are meant to be non-partisan. I must tell you, but Andrew.
Are you saying you will support the idea that, hello, Chima, yes. Will you support the idea that CDC members should not belong to political parties?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They are not supposed to be among the politicians. You understand? Because in your subject, most of them have interest. They are divided of interest in the people that are under you. So you are meant to be, you're not meant to be partisan. But Andrew, what we are having now, reverse is the case. As I'm talking to you, most of the CDC are the current pulling unit advisor to the governor. They are in the payroll, and this is not supposed to be. They are the ones causing most of the problem. CDC are siding the political violence that is happening, not allowing other political parties to be able to have their campaign freely on the community where they belong to.
So Chima, the problem we are having. Does that explain why sometimes we have the leadership issues that we're having in some CDCs across several communities in the state? Would you say that it has some of these reasons would be why maybe the political leanings could be why we have these leadership tussles that we get in some of the CDCs?
Andrew, that is all. That is it. That is why we have various violence in various communities. Because the CDCs cannot take their stand. They belong to political party. But it's not supposed to be so. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
When you are in a CDC, you're not supposed to be among any political party. You are meant to be non-partisan.
Because okay, Chima.
Your subject, they are several political parties. You are meant to represent the interest of the interest of all.
All right, Chima, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, let's get over to Prince Amadi, the surveillance chief to CDC Chairman Rumaholu, who is with me in the studio at this moment. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
First off, you owe all of us an apology.
And about who you an apology?
That's what you should do. It's the reason why I brought it up.
I'm very sorry.
Okay. Well, I don't know if they accepted your apology, but let's get on with the conversation. You heard what the last caller was talking about and his idea that members of CDCs or traditional leaders in communities should not belong to political parties. Says CDC members belonging to political parties partly responsible for why we have the leadership tussles that we have, and sometimes the issues that come up in communities building up to elections. What do you think about that?
Yes, it's very well. It's a trite one that needs to be settled. The paramount rulers of various communities, the CDC, I think they should play much a neutral role in the political templates of what is playing in the states to enable for a conducive atmosphere in the political scene. Because if these paramount rulers of various communities are in a particular political party, it means that things won't really work well for the community, because everything will go one-sided and the other political parties will feel cheated. And before you know it, they orchestrate artificial crisis in the community. So my humble advice as an opinion leader, as a stakeholder in the Romalo community, is to talk to the chiefs, talk to our political leaders, most especially the class of the CDC, who happens to be the administrative body of every community, to remain neutral politically, such as to get a conducive atmosphere in the forthcoming election.
Because accusations would be that CDCs in various communities, including yours, motivated attacks. Some would say the campaign issues that you have, well, opposition parties can't campaign, etc. Fulfilling the ambitions of some politicians and so on and so forth. All of these issues, some say CDCs in various communities, including yours, are responsible for why we have this sort of situation. Is that correct?
Like my own community as a case study, the Romalo community, where my CDC, Okechukwu Amadi Victor, is the chairman of the community, I think he's a neutral person. And by his neutrality, I think he tries to carry all asundry, irrespective of party affiliation.
He doesn't belong to a party.
He's a neutral person. He carries everybody along to make sure that this society is at peace and Romalo is at peace.
So there aren't any leadership issues or other members of the executives who belong to political parties and who feel like certain decisions that would be taken in the community affects their party interests, for instance, or might be seen to be in favor of other political parties, hence causing divisions or divide within the executives of CDCs.
No, that's not the true picture. The recent ongoing slight political tussle, or what I call a pocket crisis in the CDC, is the recent appointment made by the Office of the Honorable Commissioner for Chieftaincy and Community Affairs, River State, by going to make an appointment of one Elendo Graham Wogu as the parish CDC against an incumbent sitting CDC chairman, Okechukwu Amadi. And by virtue of law being the last hope of the common man, there was a fashion that came up before today, about two months ago precisely. So the office was challenged before a court of competent jurisdiction, before Honorable Justice Olu of the Port Harcourt High Court. And there was an interlocutory injunction given in favor of my CDC chairman, Okechukwu Amadi, on the second day of February, precisely. And I think, by my knowledge of law, that there is no decision made by a panel or arbitration sitting that could supersede the orders of a court, because the court is the last hope of the common man. And I think the governor of the state is a product of law. And you see all the things the governor does in the state, it works within the ambit of law. And we that are also emulating from him should also copy from His Excellency Ezewonye Sowiki, the governor of Rivers State. So that is why we've not resorted to CFEP, and we are still relying on the orders of the courts.
But what reasons would you think, if you're saying that appointment was done by the commissioner, what reasons would you think was behind the appointment? Was the CDC chairman underperforming? Were there issues of what exactly could have been the reasons for such?
Okay. Within his reign, there were a lot of factions that came on board. The matter all started from a little protracted matter from the former CDC chairman, Omunakwe Amadi, who has an issue of a tenor elongation, and that matter lingered in court from a magistrate court. From there, Okechukwu was brought in as a caretaker chairman, after which there was a mandate of court to conduct an election that brought in Okechukwu Amadi as a CDC chairman. While he was on the pivot of leadership, there were some other opponents that came in to contest that too. So that matter was resolved between him and Nyebuchi Amadi on the office of the CDC, where that matter was settled sometime October 2021. And as such, within that period, his tenorship was being tampered with. Some persons in the community felt his tenor has elapsed, but we saw it in the eyes of the law. Within that period, his office was encumbered. He wasn't operating. So as of 2021, October, when that resolution was made between him and Nyebuchi Amadi, that was when he took over out of office properly and started the issue of administration of CDC and Roma community.
So with the elections then now around the corner, because some would say that these issues that we're having in your community, and not just your community, or other communities as well, where we're having CDC leadership tussles, has a lot to do with the upcoming elections and the fact that members of CDCs who belong to various political parties are trying as much as possible to see how they can protect the interest of their party. Mm. How is this affected in your own community, for an example now, the elections forthcoming, how then, if we are having this sort of concerns, can your CDC in your community say it is on ground to ensure that the elections are peaceful and that political parties can campaign without fear of any kind?
I want to reassure Rivers people and Romalo in particular. I want to reassure the confidence as a security chief to the CDC chairman that the forthcoming election on 25th is going to be safe and healthy in Romalo community. We're going to do all it takes to put the manpower on ground to make sure that all parties are fully represented and nobody is intimidated in any form. Mm. And I also want to use this medium to also call on people who had also been making one or two reckless statements against the image of the governor of Rivers State. I want to inform us that the governor has done much on security check in Rivers State. Rivers has been relatively peaceful. And the achievements of the governor so far need not be re-overemphasized. More specifically, Roma Alu is a beneficiary of the state government project. The ongoing Okorondo Secondary School is one of its kind we've never seen in Rivers State. And by grace of God, we are applauding the governor. We're thanking the governor of Rivers State, Chief Vice Zenwenye Sowiki, for his achievements, most especially touching Roma Alu community in particular.
Is there some sort of collaboration between CDCs and various communities under your local government ahead of the election to ensure that there is some level of peace as we build up to the election, which is in less than 2 weeks, at least for the presidential election? And many have also said, I don't know, you might have heard, the issues in the PDP and what's happening at the moment, and the reports of attacks on some members of the PDP who are in support of the presidential candidate. And that has brought concerns for people who think that on election day, it might not be very easy for people to vote for the candidates that they want. Is there some working relationship within the CDCs or various communities to see that people can freely cast their votes? Whether you're of the PDP, whether you're in support of any presidential candidate or any other political party, the APC, whatsoever.
I hear people making some rascal and sarcastic statements that they are being harassed, they are being intimidated of not
being allowed to campaign.
Allowed to campaign for a presidential candidate of their choice in the party. But it's very laughable because the people who are so alleging this, I think of recent, the governor also gave them the stadium, the Amasimaki Stadium, for their campaign. So how will such a person come up tomorrow to say that they are being intimidated?
But what about the issues of, let's say, the Accord Party, for instance? Because some people believe that these attacks on campaigns of opposition political parties it's in communities cannot just happen, and the CDCs of those communities would not be in the know of this kind of situations, which has brought people to think that, well, maybe these leadership issues that's happening in some communities with regards to CDCs is because of political interest. How would you explain it when people think that the CDCs should have done much more to ensure that opposition parties are able to campaign freely in communities without fear of being attacked?
As I speak to you, let me use my community as a case study. Romalu, I think there is a conducive atmosphere, a template that has been made on ground that all political parties in my community campaign for the candidates of their choice without being harassed, without being intimidated. It's left for you to make your campaign. Your political ideology and your vision will tell the people if you're on ground or not. I think with what we have on ground, that will give people confidence to say, okay, we are consolidating, or we're bringing in a new party that can move rivers, or that can move our various LGAs to the next level. Your campaign strategy, the programs you have for the people, your ability to persuade and woo the people, determines your ability to win an election.
All right, Prince Amadi, but then we're already out of time. You came in quite late. Thank you very much. Hello, Port Harcourt is next.